Welcome to the Pub Quiz Pod. It's the show where me, Jay Bardwaj, and the bloke sat right next to me, Liam Shaw, we try to answer a real pub quiz sent in by a real pub quiz master from somewhere in the country. Pretty excited for this one. Why am I the only one smiling? I wish you'd smile a bit more and like seem like you're happy to spend time with me.
Oh, mate, I'm chuffed to spend time with you. I really am. I look forward to recording these.
Oh, mate. Do you know what? I was so ready to sort of like classically just dig you out for being a miserable bastard, but
really, is that no? Can we just actually do you think I'm a miserable bastard?
I don't think you're a bastard.
Thank you.
Do you think you're a miserable bastard?
No, I don't really, but then I feel like I get tarnished with it. I think I don't show much enthusiasm to things a lot of the time, but then I do feel it. I do feel excited, like there's a night out coming up, or I get a bit of Friday night fever. I am buzzing. I feel like I'm more excited than anyone sometimes. But
I've known you for a while now, and whilst I agree that actually, no, you're not miserable, I will have to also say in the same way, you're never buzzing. You're never buzzing. The only time I've seen you buzzing, right? Do you remember that that party we went to? And for some reason, there was an ice sculpture where you could like put shots down it. It's the first time I've seen you ear to ear, like, mate, look at this. It's brilliant. And you were just like, you were just there. And it was a two-person ice sculpture shot thing. Just get another one, please. Another one. Just having them pour down your throat. Asking people you'd never met before, do you want to have one? Should we have one together? Like it was like it was a photo at a wedding. Like, should we get one with the old crew? It's amazing. That you were buzzing for that.
I was, wasn't I? And I don't know why. I don't know why. It's sort of a bit of like a forced fun thing, isn't it? That I remember my other memory from the same party is this man, Jake here, he bloody loves a canapé. Oh my God. Do you know any canapé? He was the only one eating them by the end. You know what I mean? Everyone else is sort of a bit hammered chatting, and he was just sort of one eye on the conversation, one eye on the canapés. Literally looking over my shoulder just where the next canapé was coming from.
I'm awful for it. It's so, but like, I will never not be the person that looks like they've been sort of deprived of food for weeks at a place like that with canapés. It's just, they're just, because they are delicious, but there's obviously never enough. So you've whet your appetite. That's just that little bit. And then for me, the night, honestly, if I see canapés, I've turned up somewhere and they're being served. I just think, oh, well, the night's ruined. I'm gone now.
Do you know what's interesting, though, is like the fascination on the food at a party. But I've stayed at your place a few times. Never any sign of breakfast anywhere.
Yeah.
That's not a criticism. It's just like,
it's all right.
And then we won't, and then we might go till like 3-4 o'clock. Like, you know what I mean? We've recorded some stuff. We've had a few beers and I'm flagging a bit going, I'm going to get some sort of crisps from the bar. Not that that's like a balanced diet, but just sort of making the best of a bit of a situation where there's not too much food. And you're fine.
That's so true. I don't think we've ever had breakfast together.
No. I normally have to like rummage around in my bag for a banana. And one time I bought you a banana and you were like, nah, I'm all right, mate.
All right. Well, do you know what? Let's go to the pub. Let's have a quiz. Let's have a drink. Let's also get some nice lunch today. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're meeting a very distinguished gentleman. We're meeting Rajiv Karia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio 4 writer, stand-up comedian, producer. He does it all.
Definitely a man who has a big breakfast, sets himself up for a proper day.
Right, okay, let's head down to the pub, let's get a drink in, and let's answer this quiz, shall we?
Let's do it.
This week, we're joined by stand-up comedian, writer, and generally bloody good bloke, Rajiv Karia. He's written for tons of shows on the BBC Radio 4 and on the telly, and his stand-up shows have earned rave reviews.
How the bloody hell are you, Rajiv?
Fantastic. I love coming on a podcast and they reel off your CV at the start.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I am a bloody good bloke.
Yeah, that is good.
It must be good for your self-esteem.
It is, and especially when you get like sometimes surprised when they're like, and he did this, and you're like, did I? And you're like, oh yeah, I did do that.
It's good that you've not seen through the fact that putting in bloody good bloke is sort of a substitute for sort of just running out of time to do more research.
Yeah, a third thing. No. It's a lesson. I'm like, you know what I do to boost my profile? I need to have a third thing there.
How do we?
I need to get a different job and become more of a bastard so that you can't refer to me as a good bloke, but he has been on panel shows. Because the fact is, it doesn't matter to the listener because they're just a bit, they're looking at me like, do I recognise him? No. Well, it doesn't matter if he came second in So You Think You're Funny in 2017 then. I don't know it.
Bloke,
He ain't Ramesh. Get Ramesh.
let's talk pub quizzes. So are you a quiz fan? Do you go to pub quizzes?
Love to quiz. I don't actually go to that many pub quizzes. So I don't love to quiz, I'd say. I've watched The Chase 5 times a week.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's basically all I watch on terrestrial television. Love The Chase.
So I used to work on The Chase.
Really?
Yeah, my first job was writing questions on The Chase.
Greatest job in TV. Why would you ever leave that job?
Because you can't repeat questions, Rajiv. You can't repeat questions. So like once you've written what's the capital of Iceland once, you can't write it. You're trying to find new ways of writing it. So Rajiv, you're a man of the world, all right? You're a proper comedian. You do radio. That's proper comedy.
Radio, yeah. I write for radio and I produce for radio. It's great fun.
So does that mean, hanging out with a lot of intellectual people, are you exposed to a broad range of general knowledge?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think especially on the political satire programs, these people read books.
Yeah,
they read books. When you're in the BBC. And you meet very smart people, and it's fun. You make all sorts of stuff. I know I make podcasts and things as well.
So specialist subject, is it in the world of politics, do you think?
Specialist subject, pop culture. I'm obsessed with pop culture, always have been. I can tell you most years celebrities were born or get a close guess.
You can tell me most years celebrities were born?
Yeah, it's been a lot of
time.
This is too big of a claim, but the year they were born, you're going to tell me? Oh, I think so. I'm pretty good with a lot. Okay.
If you are a year either side, we'll give you the point.
It's maybe too big of a claim. I think I've got a good general knowledge on.
Liam, I want you to come up with... This is also interesting to see what three celebrities he comes up with.
Right, Daniel Radcliffe.
I think Daniel Radcliffe was born in 19... I think he was born in 1989.
You're going Daniel Radcliffe the same year as the Berlin Wall falling. Coincidence, I don't know.
Fall in 1991.
He's correct. He's bang on.
You're bang on! Okay, one out of three. Who's your next celeb?
Let's go...
What a skill!
Did I just get the Berlin Wall thing wrong?
I think you got that one wrong, yeah. But Berlin Wall famously not a celebrity, so that's fine.
Okay, speaking of David Hasselhoff.
Oh, okay. Hasselhoff...
1952! Oh. I'll have that, though, because that's a long time away, so I think the distance should be bigger.
Yeah.
Okay, final celeb.
Final celebrity. Let's go with...
You've had Daniel Radcliffe, David Hasselhoff.
Let's go Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
We were all thinking, will he pick a woman or a brown person? He thought, no. The next game we're going to play after this is Liam Shaw names a woman.
He's still playing, right? And he's still considered relatively high in his game.
Yeah.
Okay, so he can't be...
Are you into football?
Not really. I think... deduction tells me
1987 for Cristiano Ronaldo. 85.
So he's pushing 40 and he's still considered top of his game.
So to conclude, you generally can work out any celebrity's sort of like general age. And Liam can't name a woman. It's a great... We were finding out so much.
Which is good because I couldn't tell you any women's age because I'm such a feminist.
So... we're going to crack on with the quiz very shortly, but we always like to ask our guest if they would like to submit the pub quiz team name. As someone who hosts pub quizzes, I don't want to put you off the direction you've gone in, but quiz on various bits of your body parts.
Scores.
You just hear it. You hear it a lot. But I'm intrigued to see what you've come up with.
Yeah, that's the classic, isn't it? I love a silly quiz name, but I like it when somebody's...
There's a lot.
When you go, oh, I've not heard that one before. Yes, that's a bit absolutely. Of a take. Yeah. And I like the meta ones, the sort of...
the topical ones as well.
Yeah, or like, you know, like, excuse me, sorry to interrupt the quiz, but, you know, whatever. Those are always fun. Mine, though, I don't mean to go political so early. But
please do.
My quiz team name is Team Major Charles Ingram is Innocent.
that ticks so many boxes for me. We're absolutely going with it. We're putting team in the team name as well.
Yeah.
Team Major Charles Ingram's is Innocent. You can support this on a GoFundMe page, which we'll be setting up at the end of the podcast. maybe he just had a tickly cough.
Yeah.
He just had a tickly cough and that was all it was.
You know what the problem is? In this country, we hate seeing people succeed. You want to break people down. He is a national hero.
A veteran?
He's a veteran. I think he served in like
Nando's, I think. Definitely wasn't a real major, surely.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, we're going with team mode Charles Ingram's Is Innocent. Each week, we get a genuine pub quiz sent in from a UK quizmaster. Our quizmaster today is Jack at the Palm in Tottenham. So thanks, Jack, for sending in your quiz. We don't know anything about
Have you ever been to that pub, the Palm in Tottenham?
I don't think I have. Have you been?
I haven't, but I would. It reminds me of the palm tree in Victoria Park, which I
Don't tell them about the palm tree. We can't let word get out about the palm tree. It's the nicest pub in London.
It's the nicest pub in London. It's the best kept secret in London as well.
I don't know.
It's called the Palm Trees in Victoria Park. That'll put them off the scent. cash only bar. There's a band that's been playing in there since 1932, I think. It's the same band, isn't it?
Desperate to take a lunch break.
Yeah. Yes, thanks for sending in your quiz, Jack. We really appreciate it. We don't know anything about Jack.
It's a blank canvas, isn't it? But usually what we like to try and do is build a bit of an image, a bit of a picture of who our quizmaster is.
Sure.
But it's... And that sort of evolves as the quiz goes on. We sort of see what sort of questions they've put in, what sort of topics they've gone for, how they worded things. But to start with, it's very much a blank canvas.
Lives in Tottenham.
Jack at the Palm, Tottenham. Yeah.
Jack at the Palm in Tottenham.
Or potentially commutes in from Edmonton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he does it over Zoom. Maybe he lives miles away. It could be.
I love the idea that you're commuting to your local pub quiz to host it. Like, just find a pub that's closer. So, before we start, we should say that he likes to start his quiz with a picture out. What a maverick. Annoyingly, pictures not really are sort of not bag on this podcast. Yeah. So we're going to kick off with the real round one, which is Ireland. Ireland is his round one. So, a quick note from Jack the Quizmaster. He always does a country round with everything from geography to sport to fashion about that country.
Is Ireland a good country to have come up here in that? Is that a country you're thinking, okay, I think I can...
We'll have to see. I think I know a bit about Ireland. Broad political, big Irish celebrities.
Yeah.
The years they were born.
The years they were born, of course. I think I'm gonna get screwed here.
Wow. You have an Oliver Cromwellian suspicion of Ireland there.
Yeah. The problem is, Ireland is really close. Ireland is really close, and therefore these questions are going to be difficult because we are expected to know more. The population of Irish-born people who live in England is very high for an external country, so we should know more about Irish country, culture than we do.
You're putting your stamp as though
you speak for all of us.
We might find out we know a huge amount about Ireland.
Almost everything I know about Ireland, I learned from a Simpsons meme page called Ireland Simpsons Fans on Facebook. Shout out.
Right. Okay. Well, let's get into it then. So, question one: what is the second most populous city in Ireland?
My second most populous city. First up, is it right to go populous or populated? Second most populated city.
Yeah, populous seems a bit pompous.
It seems a little bit pompous. And this is our first little clue as to what Jack from the Palm is like.
Okay. I'm going to go in for Jack. Yeah.
I'm starting to think that Rajiv's thought of him commuting in might be accurate.
I think
I think he comes in from Ellesfield to Tottenham to give him a little bit of street cred.
Sat on the box, populated, populous,
populous. Populous. That'll rot their little worlds in Tottenham. They're fucking coming or going.
Well, the thing is, these days, the pub quiz master is very much the 21st century travelling bard. You know, they go from town to town, spreading the word.
Also, a travelling snake oil salesman trying to sell the word populous as if that's a thing.
Turns out it's not even a real word. Turns out Ireland is not a real country.
He thought he was really... I bet he loved reading that out. What is the second most populous city?
Yeah. You didn't think he'd have a radio for
someone on the programme.
But the thing is...
Populated.
Radio 4 comedian or not, I don't think I've got a solid answer on this one. I'm thinking it's either...
Derry?
No, think...
Cork?
So Derry, I believe, is in Northern Ireland.
Okay, well...
So I think the answer will be in the Republic, so...
You've been to Ireland?
Yeah, a couple of times. I've been to Dublin a couple of times. What about you?
I went once for a weekend to Dublin,
And there was almost no chat about what the second most populated city would be.
Yeah, so they don't care. Because they're the first most populated city.
Exactly. And they, and my God, they want you to know about it.
Yeah. Did you go to Temple Bar?
I did, but I tell you what was way better than Temple Bar, and I think should be the new thing to do if you go to Dublin, is the Leprechaun Museum. Mm. Love a museum about a thing that's not real. Yeah. But they have, in there a living room.
Yeah.
Which everything is scaled up to make you feel like the size of a leprechaun.
Oh, that's nice. That's
good fun.
And it's bloody good fun. Do you know what I mean? It's bloody good fun.
It's good, clean fun.
It's not hurting anyone. I think that Galway or Cork are our two answers.
I would lean toward Cork, but that's just...
All right, let's say Cork.
What is the name of the insurrection in Ireland in 1916 against the British?
Oh, I know this one. Yeah, do you know it?
I think so, but you go.
It was the Easter Rising.
Easter Rising. Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it, that question two on a quiz he's gone for quite sort of like a tense, heightened political event.
Yeah.
Feels like the sort of feels like you've written this quiz routine.
They've gotta learn.
Easter Rising we're confident with, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, then yeah, fuck that.
Question three. Which actors' look-alike competition took place in Dublin at the start of November, with the winner bagging €20 or 3 points?
Okay, so this is going to there's really only one person this can be, right? The other look-alike contests we've had were the Timothée Chalamet contest, that was in New York.
Yeah, he turned up to his own one, right?
The Zayn Malik one, which they should have done in Bradford, but I think they did in San Francisco.
If you're listening and not watching, that was Rajiv, not Liam, saying that.
The Dev Patel one, which should have been in Rainer's Lane, because I could have got there.
You do have a bit of the Devs about you.
A bit of the Devs, yeah. Out of all of the brand celebrities who you get compared, I mean, who do you get?
I get the postman from EastEnders in the noughties.
Oh, Nitin.
Yes, Nitin. But I think in the show he was called Masood.
Masood.
Inexplicably had two of the same second name.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Is it Paul Mescal?
It's got to be Mescal, isn't it?
Yeah. Mescal. Question number four. How much of a pint of Guinness is water?
I like that question.
Water.
Questions. Do you like that question?
I think that's really
nice. So I was recently told that if you're trying to lose some weight, you're better off being on the Guinnesses than you are on the lagers because they're less calorific.
So would that?
And I've been to the Guinness factory.
Yeah,
and they had water everywhere.
I got locked in there actually.
What?
Yeah, for a few hours after close. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. And we drank the place dry.
This is like your night at the museum.
But literally, we were on a lads and dads trip in Dublin. Me, my good friend Jack, and our dads, because we didn't have another two friends. So
That's nice, isn't it? You didn't have any other friends, so you thought, give it the lads and dads label. Yeah. Makes us a bit fancy,
a bit quirky, yeah. But, so we went in on like the last tour of the day. And obviously it's all the different layers you go up, isn't it? But there's like little films going on, isn't there? And like exhibits.
Yeah.
And we were just treating it like a pub, because the bars were way up, so stood there with it. And then we got drunk enough that we got to one floor. I saw my mate's dad walk around this corner, and he stopped and went, like as if he... Like there was like if he'd just sort of seen something magnificent, you know what I mean? It was almost like, or if there was a dead body, he stopped in his tracks. I thought, what's around here? And it was a table like this with just like a few Guinness, with about five Guinnesses on, with a sip taken out the top. And he was basically just being like, drink them. I stood around, and then we ended up on the top.
What, of the samples that all the tourists had?
All the, you know, you get like a token.
You get to pour your own.
Yes.
A lot of tourists taste it and they go,
that's the thing. So there's so many Guinness glasses around everywhere. So they've had a bit and they go, oh yeah, that's enough for me. And you can pay an extra fiver to get your selfie printed in the top.
Yeah.
So we were just drinking, like, oh, he looks lovely. Knock it back. And then they were sort of coming around and like, those were closing now, like closing. Yeah, we finished this. Because there was more pints. So we were never finishing a pint. It was like, or you know, the round never finished. We'll bring that in. And then after a while we went, let's go. And we went out of the top bar and all the escalators were off, all the lights were off. And there was just about three cleavers sort of going about that. They don't care. They're just sort of like, you know what I mean? They just come in to clean up after.
Sure.
And we stayed in there for about 2.5 hours.
We didn't ask Fiat to let you out.
No, we wanted to be in there. Because there's still points of it. So we did one floor, finished all the points, and then walked down the escalators, because they're off, and then finished all the points on that floor, went down. I think we got about three floors down,
And then we saw the lift coming up the middle, and there was like a manager bloke in it.
And did he tell you off? Or?
No, he was really sound. We were sort of thinking, here we go. He was really sound, and he was like, come on, lads, I'll sort of take you out the back, and took us out, and then...
Say hello to John Smith.
How many pints do you think you all got to reach?
Oh, at the Guinness Factory?
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably did. It's hard to say because it was sort of half. By the end, at first, we were only having ones that had a sip at the top. By the end, there was like that in it, and we were going, yeah.
Lit,
horrible.
Lads and dads.
Lads and dads.
So,
right, how much
of a pint? 100 pint of a Guinness, of Guinness's water.
Okay, I'm going to say 60%.
Okay.
Well, this is the, maybe a bit not to sort of like shit on you, Jack, but I would say that when designing a quiz, when you have something which can just be any number in the world, well, any number, you know, I find it's a little bit, you need something to grasp onto. Do you know what I mean? You need something to hold onto. Either some options or at least give us, like, do you want it in percentages? He might want it in millilitres. He might want it in fluid ounces.
Yeah.
Let's go with, you're 60%, you think?
That might be a little low.
I think it could be higher than that. Yeah. Thinking about it, my first thought was 50, but then I think you're right because, yeah, if you were to sort of fill it,
but also, all the other ingredients are solids, so yeah. You have to... All right, let's boost it up to 80.
I think 80.
The problem is, we write 80%, we get the answer and it says, you know, 450 millilitres. What, are we doing the maths?
Yeah, no. There is a format error here. I know I said I like the question. I do like the crux of it, but... And also, do you have to get it bang on to the percentage? It'd be better off saying something like to the nearest.
It's going to be great for him when he listens to this, being like, oh, it's good. It's just us laying into him.
Every time we always say, we're going to really celebrate the quiz masters that have gone out of their way
to
send us the quiz, formatted it in a way that helps us.
Yeah.
And then we just sat here and just telling why his questions don't work.
So question 5, who is Ireland's all-time top goal scorer in men's football? I think Robbie Keane.
Keane, not Roy Keane.
No.
One of the Keane.
Roy was a midfielder.
George Best.
Northern Ireland.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it sounds about right. If you think it is, I'll go. You're all the football experts.
Well, I don't know. It could be someone a bit older. Like, you know, all time, it could be someone from the 50s, which I wouldn't know, but I think Robbie Keane.
If anyone's going to get it,
yeah, go with what you know.
Let's go with Robbie Keane.
I'm confident with it.
Let's go with it.
And finally, number 6, who is the leader of Sinn Féin?
Okay, the present leader of Sinn Féin.
It doesn't come up on a lot of quizzes, does it? Henry VIII on every quiz. Suez Canal on a lot of quizzes. The leader of Sinn Féin.
I'm going to take a big swing and say Gerry Adams.
Yeah, I think he's the only one I know, but he can't be still doing that, surely. He's an old fella now.
He's a life peer.
I think let's not go down this rabbit hole. Who is the leader of Sinn Féin? Do you know what? I don't know a huge amount about Sinn Féin, do you? It's an interesting one to put in the quiz.
We could always go Robbie Keane again.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robbie Keane.
Robbie Keane, yeah. Robbie.
Every answer, all 6
yeah.
questions.
Yeah.
Let's go Robbie Keane.
So it's interesting, isn't it? Jack, my impression of you is that I've come full circle. I think you are commuting into Tottenham. I think you're commuting
from Tipperary.
You're from Tipperary. Yeah,
it's a long way.
Anyway, okay, right. So,
how do we think we've done on that round? That was 6. I think we know we've got Paul Mescal, everything else, and Easter Rising.
Yeah. I think, to be honest with you, we'll be lucky to get 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be lucky to get 3. If we get
4, but I think that's not a bad start, 50%. Right, let's do the answers. So question 1. What is the second most popular city in Ireland? It's Cork.
Back in the net.
That's what we said.
Back in the net. And that's 200,000 people.
That's it!
Question 2. What is the name of the insurrection in Ireland in 1916 against the British? Easter Rising or Easter Rebellion?
Yes.
Easter Rising.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Lovely stuff. 2 out of 2. Which actors lookalike competition took place in Dublin at the start of November with the winner bagging 20 euros or 3 pints? What would you have taken out of interest? 20 euros or 3 pints?
And it was in Dublin?
Yeah. It's quite expensive for it.
3 pints.
I'd have taken 3 pints. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think I'd be thinking if you're looking at
Be that value.
Probably 8 euros.
It's quite nice, 3 pints to sort of get you going for free. You know what I mean? If you can get the free pint, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
It is Paul Mescal.
Brilliant. So we've hit our target of three. I'm delighted with that.
How much of a pint of Guinness is water?
We went from 60 to 80.
And it is in percentage. The answer is 95%.
Yeah, we should have got that. Wow. It's liquid. Liquid is liquid. And
So it's actually, you heard it here first.
It's not like, it's not like Marmite. It's not like a sludge.
Like, that's...
Yeah, if it was 60%,
stupid are we?
You'd be slicing your Guinness.
Yeah, everything we've known about the properties of liquid has gone out the window with that question.
We thought we were being a bit bullish with 80. Yeah, fuck it, 80. Put 80. Go on. Oh, 60, 80. Who is Ireland's all-time top goalscorer in men's football? We said Robbie Keane. It is Robbie Keane.
Yes. All right. We're 3 for 4. Oh no, wait.
Yeah, 4 for 5. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And finally, who is the leader of Sinn Féin? Mary Lou McDonald.
It's not one of those ones where you think, God, we should have got that.
Yeah.
That is a brilliant round for us. Considering neither of us were too confident on Ireland, Rajiv said this round was actually going to screw him over. The idea of having 4 out of 6, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Round two from our lovely Jack is things that have happened. So at this point, we need to make clear that not all of the quizzes are recent quizzes, basically. So this particular quiz was from, I think, the 12th of November. So we're going to cast our minds back and maybe think of this as sort of like a recent history.
Right? Yeah, although can we just delve back into the world of Jack?
Yeah, go on.
I like that it's not in the news this week. It's things that have happened. Is the title of the round.
Theoretically be anything.
It could be anything. I don't know why this is date specific. I think it's just things that have happened.
It's things that have happened around the 12th of November.
So question one.
Jack's not afraid of controversy, is he? We've just had a round of on Ireland where we've sort of, I think, navigated well. Question one, Russell Brand. Russell Brand posted a photo on Instagram celebrating Trump's election win. In it, he wore a hat saying, make Jesus first again. Which pop-turned-Broadway star received backlash for commenting, where can I get this hat? I hadn't seen this story, I'll be honest with you.
No.
I don't know what make Jesus first again mean. Well, I guess he means in the same, he's taking a Trumpian approach to sort of...
I feel like a hat that says make Jesus first again would be more like an anti-Trump hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's like, I'm going to take his message. And
yeah.
Too much Trump these days, not enough Jesus.
I don't know. I mean, look, pop star turned Broadway... Pop turn Broadway star.
Oh, that's a big clue. Pop turn Broadway star.
I think we're sometimes in my sort of experience of quizzes, you're looking for that little qualifier, pop turn Broadway star.
Mm.
The rest of that question becomes obsolete, and we're just trying to find a little list.
I think I can recall who this was, but I wouldn't describe them as a prop turn Broadway star. I think it was Nicole Scherzinger.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like, because then loads of people took the screenshot and posted it on pictures of other people wearing hilarious hats.
I'd have described her as former X Factor judge.
Really? You wouldn't have even put Pussycat Dolls in the mix?
It's too young.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think you'd have been lazy and gone former X Factor judge, singer, and bloody good bloke. Nicole Scherzinger, that's bloody interesting. How does it feel that Radio 4 comedian, very much of the old guard, has got that pop culture reference beyond TikTok sensation Squidbids? That should have been all you, mate.
Is Nicole Scherzinger pop?
She's pop culture, yeah, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? She's very 2000s.
I've not heard that name.
Like, we grew up on that. Like, you did. It would have been a bit before your time.
Question number two. Speaking of the US election.
Oh, he's your fan. They're like that. He wrote, that's definitely written for him to deliver, isn't it? It's not just the question. Speaking of the...
So you know, this is a segue. This image of Jack is, he's making me think of sort of Christian Bale's American Psycho. And I'm to script himself being sort of personable.
I can sort of imagine him doing the quiz while sort of like walking around the stage a bit.
Yeah.
Facing massive. Well, speaking of the US election.
A Columbo aspect. One more thing on that, actually.
And for one more bonus point.
Speaking of the US election, instead of lamenting Trump's win, British Twitter was alight with me. He's very articulate, isn't he? I think he might write erotic fiction in his spare time. Instead of lamenting Trump's win, British Twitter was alight with memes about whose son. He went viral for being significantly taller than his father.
Yeah, this is all I've been thinking about all month.
I don't know if there's going to be a link at the end of this round, because the two answers to the first two questions have a very clear link.
Yeah, we're talking Gary Barlow's enormous son.
Gary Barlow's son.
I'd,
rumoured to be able to put his arms around any Tesco Express. He's got that big of a... He's got that big of a wingspan.
The jokes have been good, haven't they? The jokes have been good.
The jokes have been great. I was thinking about him is that he's not actually that tall. It's like 6'2".
Is that it?
Yeah,
it's just Gary Barlow. Barlow.
It's just forced perspective, like when they made Lord of the Rings.
Thing is, though, it was sort of, it's become a bit of a mainstream joke, that, isn't it? A bit of a mainstream bashing. But I sort of thought, I felt a bit bad for the guy. You know what I mean?
Now, you can never... You know when people are like, oh, it was hard for me growing up. I used to get called lanky. It's like, it's not hard to be tall.
But he's, because he is, have you seen the jokes about it? Like, it's like Gary Barlow under his sort of snooze and it's like a pillow. It's like, he's basically being called a freak.
Yeah, going, oh, he is being called a freak.
And he's a big old freak.
It's a
big old Carlo.
Also, he could be like freakishly young. People are like, he's 7 years old. You're like, Jesus Christ.
I have to say, I'm with Rajiv on this. I think that he might be a freak, but he's a very rich freak that never...
Yeah, he's got the Barlow wine millions.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, that's...
I forgot he's into that. He's got a bit weird, hasn't he, Gary Barlow?
He's always been weird.
Yeah, I think he's always been a bit strange. Speaking of massive children, sorry. Okay, just for your listeners, this is the way Jack has written the quiz. We've had speaking of the US election to link to Gary Barlow's son, and he did it sort of magnificently, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's a masterclass in link writing. We've gone from Gary Barlow's son to question 3. Speaking of massive children.
Also, sorry, just to go rewind, speaking of the US election and then the next thing being about Gary Barlow's son. Yeah. Well, how's that speaking of?
Well, this is the thing. He's managed to do it. He's got British Twitter in the middle.
And tenuous.
Speaking of, I reckon Jack could con you out of everything you own just by this use of words.
Mm.
Speaking of massive children, an animal called Pesto was born in an Australian zoo earlier this year and went viral for being abnormally large. What type of animal?
That's what he's calling Gary Barlow's son, that abnormally large.
What type of animal is Pesto? An abnormally large animal. Did anyone see this in the news?
No, I didn't. So Australian animal.
Okay. It's good. It's an Australian zoo. I think let's just go for a
koala.
Okay, I was going to go kangaroo, but maybe that's a bit basic.
Yeah, but I feel like you've seen big kangaroo. It could be a kangaroo. You know when you get a massive one? But I feel like everyone's seen a massive kangaroo.
Should we go koala?
Yeah, koala.
As good as any, innit?
Question 4. Who dramatically retired from competitive breakdancing this week?
I'm going to say the only breakdancer I can name, which is Raygun.
Raygun.
I don't know who this is.
Raygun. She was Australian. She entered the Olympics in...
Oh, is she Olympian?
Yeah.
Delivered such a poor performance that breakdancing will not be in the next Olympics.
Again, I felt a bit sorry for the people involved in that as well, the whole breakdancing. Yeah. They trained just as hard, we get into the Olympics, so much excitement, families crying, waving them off, and they've been a laughing stock for doing something they love.
Yeah, fuck them. That's what I say. Yeah. Fuck them all. Yeah, fuck Raygun. Fuck Gary Barlow's enormous soul.
Put them all in a big pile.
Yeah.
I hate all... And take them out the back of the Guinness factory. In what question number 5? So we're going to go Raygun. Question number 5: in what city were hundreds of people duped into attending a non-existent Halloween parade?
Oh yeah, this was kind of like this. They thought this was going to be the new Willy Wonka experience story, didn't they? I did read about this. I couldn't tell you what city it was.
Was it UK?
I can't remember. Yeah, I think it probably was the UK.
Yeah. You should have specified.
This.
I feel it must be UK, else he would have said, you know, which German city, you know, which Australian.
I think, I mean, let's just go for Liverpool. Question number 6. What is happening at 6 p.m. on Thursday and 9 a.m. on Sunday this week? What, the week of the 12th of November 2024?
I don't know, Jack. You've got football on or something.
6 p.m. on Thursday... And 9 a.m. on Sunday? I don't know.
Is it Remembrance related?
No, Remembrance is 11 a.m.
Yeah.
This feels too far away for us to know what this could have been. 6 p.m. on Thursday and 9 a.m. on Sunday this week.
Could it be a TV show? Could it be?
I think it's his two weekly quizzes at the Palm. He's like, right. He's like, if you miss Thursday night, you can get in Sunday morning before church.
I'll be here.
I really thought it genuinely was until I saw the AM.
Yeah, yeah.
Could it be...
Traveling over Saturday.
Could it be...
Glastonbury ticket sales.
It is Glastonbury ticket sales. Of course, it's literally sour subject to many, I think, including myself.
Yeah. Rajiv, how old are you? I forget.
33.
Showbiz age, 19.
Faced with the prospect of Glastonbury, do you ever think, oh, that's going to be knackering, isn't it?
In theory, yeah. But it is actually full of people in their 30s.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Whereas if I went to a boomtown or something, I'd probably be like, fuck, everyone here is 24.
Your Reddings, your Leeds.
I mean, I think if you go to Reading or Leeds and you're past the age of 26, you should be put on a register.
And what the fuck are you doing?
I think younger than that. I think, I don't know who's going after sort of like 18, 19. Yeah. It's all 16, 17.
I went once at 18. I will never, ever go back. In fact, I don't think I'll ever go back to Reading, the place. That's how traumatic Reading Festival was. Like,
I queued up for Reading Festival tickets. At the Hexagon in Reading, I queued up with my mum. I wasn't having a lot of sex as a teenager.
Yeah.
I was queued up with my mum. I was about 16. And because I couldn't get any tickets online. They were selling a few. And I queued up with my mum. And there was a guy in front of us, same age as me. And we queued for 10 hours. 10 hours. Imagine these like queues that you're in for Oasis tickets. Yeah. But it's a real life queue. Yeah. We queued for 10 hours and we bonded, we got to know each other.
I said Reading ticket.
To get a Reading ticket.
I would queue for 10 hours to get out of Reading Festival.
And you and your mum bonded and got to know each other?
Me and this guy... me and this guy in front of me, we were bonding and getting to know each other. And he said, you know what, I was meant to buy him one for my mate, but like, if there are only a few left and I'm at the front of the queue, I'll get you one, mate. We'll sort each other out, sort of thing. Mm. 10 hours later, we get to the front of the queue and he turns around and he said, I'm really sorry. I said, that's weird. I'll go to the front. And he said, I'm really sorry. He bought the last two tickets. He bought the last two tickets for his mate who hadn't bothered to queue.
Oh, no.
It's rough, isn't it? So he bought the last two tickets, so you didn't get
tickets. How did you recover?
It's the worst story I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
It's really crazy. It's like your villain origin story.
I was about 16, and I really wanted to go because all my mates were going.
What
and
did your mum have to stand me if you had time if you're 16?
It was so bad.
What did your mum spit me?
10 hours.
I don't think my mum needed to be there, actually.
It's 16, you know what I mean?
Your mum's looking at me like, why can't this idiot use the internet?
So like you're queuing up for like... Why CBeebies
mom,
live.
It's... Why was my mum there?
Yeah.
I can't believe you queued up for 10 hours.
For Reading, yeah.
Didn't get a ticket.
Awful, isn't it?
On the bright side, you didn't have to go to Reading Festival.
Yeah, true. Right, okay, so.
Should we give the answers?
How we did. Question number one. We want to know which pop-turned-Broadway star received backlash for commenting, where can I get this hat, to the Make Jesus First Again hat. We said Nicole Scherzinger. I don't know where you pulled that out from. But, Rajiv, it was Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, I saw it a bit on my corners of the internet.
On your corner. What's in your corner of the internet, Rajiv?
Mostly Pussycat Dolls fan fiction. Yeah, where I'm also in the group. And they're like, no, we'll never do a song for Slumdog Millionaire. And I'm like, yes, we will. Yeah.
Question number two was, of course, Gary Barlow and his massive son. Question number three... what type of animal, a massive animal, an Australian zoo, we toyed between kangaroo and koala, didn't we? It was penguin.
Yeah.
It was penguin. I don't think we're ever going to get that. Number four, of course, the Olympian the Olympian breakdancing was Ray Gun.
to say, seeing how it's... I didn't realise it's one word. I thought it was the first name and surname.
Ray Gun, yeah.
Ray Gun.
Ray Gun, one word.
I did even double A
on it. It's a great dance name.
Rajiv, you have my... I tell people about one of your stand-up jokes.
Oh, yeah?
It's because it's one of my favourite jokes that's ever been written.
Yes.
Which, just on the subject of names, I feel like, is it weird for me to deliver it?
Whereas do you want me to do it?
I think you should.
Yeah, yeah, here we go. This is the classic. This is the one when I get my tote bags made up. It's going to say this. Okay, so hello. It's my opener. Hi, my name's Rajiv. It's spelled R-A-J-I-V. It's not a traditionally English name. No, it actually comes from ancient Rome, where it means Raj the Fourth.
Brilliant joke writing. I'm sorry. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Can't be plagiarised.
Yeah, that's true. Apart from there is another Rajiv on the circuit, but he goes by Raj. So,
okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I'd love to see it plagiarised. Punch the guys are not called that.
There are other Indian names that end in Eve, aren't there?
That's true, Ivy. I think, yeah, if a Sanjeev got on the circuit, and I have gigged with Ivo before, and he went on after me, and he was like, my name's Ivo, I was just known in ancient Rome, 4-0.
Just
taking that nerdiness just to the next level to make it inaccessible.
Very nerdy joke. It's my most memorable gag. Oh, the rest of it's all forgettable shite.
It's so beautiful. I really love it. Thanks. So, question number five. In what city were hundreds of people duped into attending a non-existent Halloween parade? Dublin?
Dublin?
You could have put that in the
I'm sorry, round. I've been duped into thinking we weren't doing the Ireland round anymore. Yeah. Jack? Unbelievable to put Dublin in there. Fine. Yeah. And finally, what's happening at 6 p.m. and 9 a.m. on that week that this was relevant? It was the Glasgow ticket sales.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Another 4 out of 6 round. I think a good round for us. Yeah. Next up is the connections round. So all of the answers are connected in some way. We get a bonus point for the connection.
So question one. Earlier this year, The Guardian ran an expose on an all-male organisation resulting in them finally admitting women in 2024. 193 years after it was founded. So I've read that awfully.
That's awful.
I'll start that again, yeah.
What were you like when you had to sort of like read like a sentence when you were reading a big book in English Lit?
Yeah. I didn't really like it.
It's awful, isn't
it? Yeah.
You're sort of mid-flow of the chapter. Rajiv, onto Liam, onto Jay. It's terrifying because you just don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah. Earlier this year, The Guardian ran an...
Don't. Don't.
The Guardian ran an expose on an all-male organisation resulting in them finally...
Start again.
Don't have got a bit of a block.
No, just carry on where you're at.
Earlier this year, The Guardian ran an expose on an all-male organisation resulting in them finally admitting women in 2024, 193 years after it was founded. What was the name of the organisation?
It's an organisation. I know this.
You do? Okay, what is it? Yeah. Is it some sort of like men's club on Pall Mall or something?
It absolutely is. It's called The Garrick.
The Garrick, okay, yeah.
And I don't know why...
I bet the women have been warmly welcomed.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I wouldn't want to go in there being a male or female. I think it's just one of those places where nothing has changed in 194 years. The Garrick. So, I mean, hey, look, if you can get the link after one, that would be very impressive.
Question two. What is the nickname of the group of comedy actors that includes Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn?
Come on then, Rajiv.
I think they're called the Brat Pack, aren't they?
The Brat Pack.
Or is that... that would maybe be in the 80s. The 80s might have been like the guys from The Breakfast Club and stuff. All right, now fuck it. Let's put the Brat Pack.
I've never heard them having this name.
I think it was a bit of a magazine thing at the time when they were all blowing up and has since like not stuck.
Okay. Well, look, if we somehow get the link and we might be able to come back to it.
I was going
to
say, is there any early shouts to the link?
Garrick.
Garrick is a theatre.
Question three. What is the shape of the infield in a baseball game referred to as?
No, this one.
Go on.
The diamond.
It's the diamond. It's the diamond.
Is that also a theatre?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think it is. Garrick, Brat Pack and Diamond. Okay. Could there be... No, all right, we'll keep going.
Question four. Which hotly anticipated sequel premiered at the Venice Film Festival starring Stefani, Joanne Angelina, Germanotta?
Also, there's Lady Gaga.
Oh, okay.
That was weird when they call her a full name.
And Joaquin Phoenix. Was that Joker?
Yeah,
Joker 2.
Did anyone watch it?
I didn't see it, no. I didn't see Joker 1 either, but I have been to the Joker steps.
Oh, really?
I was in New York and I was like, I was killing time. I was like, I'm going to go to see the Joker steps. And they're up in the Bronx. And Bronx is pretty real.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking at it and I was like, I'm sure I'm fine. But I was like, I'm being a bit of a blind tourist walking around with a map. And like, if I get mugged, I deserve it. What I'm saying. I do deserve it.
Guys, I've got the link. I'm pleased to say I've got the link.
Go on.
Oh, yeah?
I believe it might be playing cards. Joker, Diamond, and
Pack. Okay.
But
yeah.
What's Garrick, then?
That suggests I might have got that wrong.
I wonder if
Garrick is one of the...
Kings Club?
You know, like the... like the Joker. You know, yeah, one of the men on the card.
Yeah.
On the Joker, okay.
Question five.
The late Len Goodman was best known as a judge on Strictly Come Dancing. What one word catchphrase was he known for?
Follow. Shagging. They'd be like, "How? What do you think?" He was like, "Shagging," and I thought he might be.
Always, we should have let him go before the series.
What did he? Did he have a catchphrase?
So it's seven.
He did, didn't he?
Did he shout seven?
Is he the one who shouted seven? I never watched Strictly, but
I've not seen it. But
I know that's always a bit of a thing. Was seven?
Maybe. I mean, it would help with the playing cards.
It would lean into it.
But yeah, I feel like numbers. A number can't be a catchphrase.
I think I've got a feeling it might.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. To see you, six.
Well, I mean, it's just the number on its own being the catchphrase is even more. 38. Oh, he's always doing that. He's always doing that. The late Len Gooden. I was weirdly old when I realised what late meant. I really did just think it.
Oh, you didn't know?
Yeah, I didn't know. Just thought they were always sort of lacking.
Did you? You and me are of a similar ethnic background. Did you ever go over to your grandma's house and there'd be like a picture of, and then they'd have the garland over the photo?
Yes.
Meaning he is passed.
He's passed.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
Len Goodman?
You could put one on Len Goodman. Basically, if you're in an old Indian lady's house and you see a photo of a gentleman, usually a gentleman or a woman, and there is and on top of the photo frame, there is a flower garland, as if they were wearing it like a lei or something. Mm. That means that is their past. Well, you put it on it. Or in the,
that's really interesting.
And then, so it means that if you are cleaning, don't move it to a different one and then leave it there.
Oh, no! If we've got not, if you've not got anything better than seven, yeah, hit
yeah,
seven.
I think yeah.
Question number six:
name the missing member of the Parr family. Robert, Helen, Violet, Dash, and
Jack.
Jack.
Happy 20-year anniversary, The Incredibles.
Jack. Okay, great, brilliant.
I see a baby that looks like Jack once a month. Honestly, It's one of the most common movie babies that actually looks like real babies.
Seven. What is the name of the pub in the UK soap opera EastEnders?
Queen Vic. Done.
Queen Vic.
Well done, Jake. You were quick on the
EastEnders
connection.
On the connection? Yeah. Thank you very much. I have to say I'm quite smug about this.
Yeah.
Really
rightly
smug about
so, this. Rightly so. Question eight. What does the Tin Man wish for in The Wizard of Oz?
A heart.
Ungrateful, I thought, the Tin Man, or really generally as a person.
Yeah.
Like, you're an actual man made of tin, brilliant. Like, enjoy, like, smell the roses a bit. Yeah. But then this obsession about having a human heart pumping inside your body. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you need that? What will that do?
Well, he's like Pinocchio, he's like Frankenstein. You know, you put in all this effort to make a being larger than life, better than a human, and they're like, I want to be a human.
I want to be a human. Grow up. Be who you are. Question number nine.
Complete the quote. Once I make my move, then you are free to check the blank.
You've seen the TikTok that's really popular.
Yeah, that's too long.
They are unbelievable. They're such good dancers.
They're brilliant. What's great about Jack's quiz writing now is that he's thought to himself, I really need to get these things that are in playing cards in.
Yeah.
Let's just get quotes and just fill in the blank because I'm...
Check the king, Martin Luther, king.
Yeah, you could have had... There were so many different kings you could have had.
Yeah. Opposite of queen, king.
Yeah.
What rhymes with sing but starts with a K?
What is the name of the style of beard consisting of an angular style with a pointed end and square sides?
What?
What is the name of the style of beard consisting of an angular style with pointed ends and square sides?
Square.
I think that's what like Dambilsarium?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I know that sometimes pointy is called a Van Dyke, but then again,
well, if we think about playing cards,
yeah.
Is it any of the suits? Is it clubs, spades, diamonds?
Oh, it could be a spade, I suppose.
That's the shape of a spade. Dambilsarium does have a spade-shaped face. Say spade.
If we've got that through going via the link, I think that's an example of excellent quizzing. I really do.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm not sure about now is this Garrick situation on question number
one. Are you thinking maybe it's a different answer?
I really thought it was the Garrick. The Garrick Club.
I think let's
stick Garrick Club. Garrick Club. There you go. Oh, my God.
We just stick club on the end and that's what it is. Okay. Guys, I think we may have got a 10 out of 10 round.
Rip the plaster off. Let's hear it.
Do you want to do the answers, Jake?
Love to. So, question number one. We were looking for the name of the organisation that has finally admitted women. It was the Garrick Club. That's 1 point on the board. Question number two, we were looking for the group of comedy actors that includes Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn. Rajiv, you said?
Brat Pack. I fucked up.
It's the Frat Pack?
And I knew I'd got it wrong because the Brat Pack is like, it was like Emilio Estevez and
It was the Rat Pack in the 60s, then the Brat Pack in the 80s, which had like Robert Downey Jr. in it and stuff, and then it was the Frat Pack. But that means we're due a new pack.
Which we could start.
Mezcal.
Mezcal. Daria. Shaw. Vardwaj. Flat Pack.
The Flat Pack. There we go.
The nickname of the group is the Frat Pack. We can't start giving ourselves points. No. Not when it's sort of like, not when we're literally broadcasting ourselves doing it as well. What is the cheating on quizzes? It's not great, is it?
It's undignified.
It's undignified, but it's very addictive, isn't it?
Come on, you've got your professional reputation at stake here.
I couldn't talk about that on a podcast. I used to do a pub quiz at uni where there was this guy called Ibrahim who would always go to the toilet around the time a tricky question had been asked and always come back and be able to draw a diagram as to why he's worked the question. But the diagrams would make no sense. He'd have a diagram as to, like, maybe what do the internal angles of a triangle add up to. Fine, he sketches it out.
Yeah.
Then he's got a diagram as to what colour was the headscarf in The Girl with the Pearl Earring. Fine. But a diagram for what the capital of Iceland is. I have no idea how he's managed to do it. But he's still sketching it out, but it's come to him.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I love a cheater who feels the need to pretend.
Yes. It's finally come to me.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh.
Because you're
overdoing it. Just put the answer.
You're setting yourself up to have to be a good actor as well as a cheater. Just be one of those things.
Yeah.
Question number three. The shape of an infield of a baseball game is a diamond. Yeah. Well done, Rajiv. Number four. The sequel we were looking for was... Ooh. Okay. We put Joker 2. He's put Joker
Folie à deux. Yeah.
Folie à deux. What do we think of Jack then? What have you got from...
He's right, that is what it's called. And we just put Joker 2. I think it's a classic half point.
It's a classic half point.
I think Jack might drink port.
Oh yeah?
Directly?
Yeah. I think he might be quite...
Are you suggesting that he's commuting from Hampstead?
I think he's commuting in from Hampstead.
Yeah.
He drinks port.
Yeah.
And I think that he does write classy erotic fiction.
Yeah.
We've got our man.
Question number five. The late Len Goodman was best known...
Sorry, we're giving ourselves a point.
We're giving ourselves to that, yeah.
Give it a point or half?
A point. No half points. Late Len Goodman, his catchphrase, we said seven. We knew it wasn't going to be seven. Guys, it was seven.
Really?
It was seven. His catchphrase is just a number.
God, well done. You got it right. We shamed you down.
Really well done, Liam.
You won't be doing that again.
Nah, didn't have you down as a Strictly fan either.
I'm not. I've never watched it, but I just know that that's the thing, isn't it? Seven.
Yeah.
That's
very good.
Question number six. Great work with Jack from The Incredibles. Guys, we've got one wrong so far. Seven, the EastEnders pub is of course the Queen Victoria. Eight, Tin Man Wish for a Heart. Nine, once I make my move, then you're free to check the King. Of course it was.
That was pretty sound alike, I'd say.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I still think that he could have pushed himself with the intelligence that he's displayed in the quiz writing to come up with another question where King could have been the answer.
Yeah.
I do think
so broad, isn't it? You could...
Yeah. Yeah. Question number nine. Because, for example, question number 10, for example, he could have said, complete this common phrase, bucket and. The answer was spade.
We got that, did we?
We got that. The angular beard with pointed and square sides, and we got it from using the link. So, guys, 9 out of 10.
Well, and then is it a point for getting the connection?
Yeah, fuck it.
So 10 out of 11.
10 out of 11? So, out of a possible 23, we got 18 points. Liam, it's a bloody good score, isn't it?
And most importantly, we made the quizmaster feel bad about himself several times.
Yeah. Jack, we think that you are a very intelligent man and would like to read some of your erotic fiction. but I would say you don't need to make an impression with these guys from Tottenham, mate. Just do the pub that is close to you in Edmonton. Don't travel in for street cred, please.
I think a very good quiz. I think that was...
Very good quiz, I'd say.
Rajiv, you brought an incredible amount of knowledge to that quiz.
Yeah.
I'm a big quiz head. I love general knowledge. I don't go to that many quizzes,
sure.
But I really love general knowledge. I love pop culture. I love a little fact, you know?
So let's get a few rankings on how you think Jack's quiz was and where you think its strengths were. On playability, where would you give it out of 10?
Very playability. I think that is an accessible quiz. And don't forget, these are supposed to be accessible. A pub is a social place where everyone should feel welcome.
Absolutely.
To come on down and enjoy the quiz. And like the world of quizzing, when it gets a bit too like tricky, it's a bit like, well, this is not really for everybody anymore. Mm. So I think, it's very accessible. I think it's good. Nice range of topics.
Yeah.
I liked learning more about Ireland.
Who knew the population?
Yes.
Who knew the population of Cork was so low?
You say a nice range of topics. That's 6 out of 23 questions. Actually, sorry, 7 out of 23 questions. Ireland based, yes. But you know, a range out of 10, we give it.
Out of 10, I'm going to give him an 8. 8 out of 10. I think he could have boosted that up with a few more left field questions that were deliberately like obtuse, deliberately supposed to fuck with you. I think people like that. People like when you get a question that's deliberately a bit tricky.
And finally, your good vibes rating for Jack's quiz.
Good vibes is a 10. That's a 10.
Good vibes.
They're great vibes.
You can check out Jack's quiz at the Palm in Tottenham. But for now, thanks so much to Rajiv Kaya, everybody.
Did it. An honour to be on the pod. An honour to be on the quiz.
You've taken at least 50% of them points, by the way.
Definitely. Great. Major Charles Ingram will be thrilled when I see him at the Garrick next week.